Alrighty then. Well, hello everyone and welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and healthy, nourished skin with thanks to Sanex. We've been loving the Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel lately. It comes in three different options depending on what your skin needs. Anti-itchiness and anti-irritation. That's, of course, for itchy skin, containing omega-3 and reduces irritation in just 3 days of use. Anti-dryness, designed for dry skin. This one contains hyaluronic acid, known for its moisturizing power. And this is the one that's in my shower, the smell of which I go back day after day for. Smooth skin texture. This is for combination to oily skin and contains niacinamide, known to help reduce imperfections.
So whichever skin therapy shower gel you choose, you're in great hands as it's developed with dermatologists. Its patented amino acid complex preserves your skin's barrier, helps support your skin's natural defense, and delivers a 24-hour hydration feel, because we are all about protecting our skin health in 2026.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. You just witnessed me take a phone call before we began our record. Do you want to tell the group what you've pointed out to me, which I wasn't aware of?
In the most Claire Solon, I suppose, when I picture you in your house, you know, this is something that I hadn't considered, but it's so obvious now that I've seen it in real life. So you have your phone propped up on a tripod, and when your phone rings, you use the handle of the tripod as your phone handle and speak into it.
It's like having an oversized phone. Like the guy who used to say, I'm outside.
Yeah. So how's it going? Oh my God, I've so much to fill you in. It seems like we both had mental weeks.
Please, you go first, because you and this is the first time we are on episode 7. Oh no! Of Soul Sisters series 10. And this is the first time the G nearly came through the screen at me with a, you won't believe what happened this week.
Yeah, so I've been to the Dolomites and back. Actually, before we get into it, I was editing. So we had a bonus pod, which was the Karen Reid story. So the last two episodes of the bonus, we have covered a kind of true crime story. And the reason, I suppose, that we're doing these bonus episodes is because these are the things we speak about when we stop recording. And so this season we were like, we need to do bonus episodes of like a deep dive into a story a week. So the last 2 weeks we've done Alex Murdaugh and Karen Reid. And I was going around the apartment in the Dolomites editing the Karen Reid story, because you have to listen to it twice just to make sure there's no mistakes in it. And Jamie turned around and he's like, this is like Crime World light. So we have turned into our bonus episodes into true crime. But I have to say, I'm really enjoying it.
And that seems to be what the Soul Sisters are thinking too. Anybody who's in my DMs, I am proud to say, as a part-time Instagram user, I am full-time in the DMs chatting to the Soul Sisters this season, which has been a joy. And all of them are saying, love season 10. And love the bonuses. It's just that extra little bit of a chat and a gossip that you can enjoy.
Yeah. So last week, I actually got loads of feedback on kind of saying that I was struggling with my confidence a bit. And actually, Jamie listened to the podcast when he was doing the half marathon in the Dolomites over the weekend. And like a couple of hours later, he's like, I didn't realize you were struggling with your confidence. And I was like, is it not the most obvious thing on the planet? And he was like, no. So that was interesting. The person you live with and spend the most amount of time can sometimes not have a clue what's going on in your head.
That is a really good reminder that the familiarity that exists between two people sometimes misses the signs. Like we have to be, and I think as women, sometimes we're critical of our men because we think they don't see, they don't hear enough.
but actually we need to be explicit. And the thing about it is with men, they want us to be explicit. If they're explicit with us, we're a bit offended. We're like, obviously, I know this. But when the shoe's on the other foot, they're like, please tell me. So, oh, that's good.
It was nice to hear from the Soul Sisters and a lot of women, you know, reaching out and saying, like, I'm really suffering with my confidence and I didn't even know how to articulate it, or I didn't even realize that that was happening to me. So thanks for sharing it. I do admit when I was editing, I felt a bit vulnerable putting it out. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to edit yourself, especially when you edit your own podcast and take it all out. But I was like, I had to remove myself from myself for a minute and say, I think this is for the greater good of being a real person with a platform to speak about this. And I did put it out there and it was a bit, I did feel a bit, ugh.
So go on now. Tell us exactly what happened to you.
So I had a corporate talk in Limerick on Wednesday, and basically we were going to the Dolomites the next day. So I felt a little bit under pressure. It was Jamie's birthday on Sunday. I needed to go do the corporate talk, get back to Dublin, and buy his birthday present, basically. So I had a gorgeous morning in Limerick. And I was driving home, lovely road, the M7, the whole way down.
Lovely road.
And I'm driving back and I hear this weird noise in my car.
Oh.
Like a high-pitched noise. Looked down, everything looked fine. And then I was like, maybe I'm imagining this noise. And I wasn't even listening to anything at the time, so I could hear it quite clearly. So I rang Jamie. I was like, my car is making a weird noise. Like, what should I do? And he's like, well, like, describe the noise. And I was like, okay, so it sounds like air. It's high pitched. It's like, you know, if you turn on one of those super cars, like a Ferrari or an Aston Martin, and a kind of hissing sound. And he was like, are there any lights on? I was like, no lights on. And then all of a sudden, bing, a light pops up. So the noise, then the light, and then I just felt the car like slowing down.
Oh no.
So I was like, oh God. So into the hard shoulder I go.
Oh.
And you know when you're like, did the last like 30 seconds just happen? And then I was like, okay, what I'm going to do, as we all know, as all good men tell us, turn it off and turn it back on again.
That's it. Reset to the mainframe.
So I turned it off, paused, prayed, and turned it back on again, and nothing happened. And I was like, oh my God. Now, I was at the side of the N7 between Monaster Evan and Kildare Village.
Oof.
I was like, there isn't even like the little barrier that you're meant to stand behind. Like I speed past people on these motorways all the time, and I see those people and I never stop.
Nope.
Never. So I was like, oh my God, I'm this person. I'm standing on the side of the road. Luckily, I had gone out that morning in like tuxedo pants, a white waistcoat and a pair of heels. And because it felt like kind of a quick turnaround, I didn't bring a bag. I had a tote bag, my Queenstown Quid tote bag. I had didn't have a jacket. And right as I was walking out my front door, I spinned around and went back and got flat shoes for some reason. So I get out of my car and I look down at my phone and I have 4% battery.
What are you talking about?
4% battery. I was like, oh my God. And you know when your blood runs cold, I was like, I have to be so careful about what I do next. So the first thing I did was send my location to Jamie, rang Jamie. I was like, my car won't turn on. I'm at the side of the road. I've sent you my location. You need to come get me. What should I do? Should I walk to Kildare Village? And he was like, yes. And I was like, what? Like, really? So I'm walking down the side of the, so I just put on my hazards, get out of the car, walking down the side, thankfully in my flat shoes, but have my Queenstone Quip bag on. I was like, I feel slightly empowered, like everything's going to be okay. And next of all, I feel this car like pulling up right in on top of me. Oh my God. Looked around and there's three lads sitting in a van. And they were like, is that your car back there? And I was like, yes. And they said, what happened to it? I said, I don't know. I made this weird noise and then now it won't work. And they said, do you want us to have a look at it for you? And I was like, okay. So they started reversing up the hard shoulder. I ran back up. The three of them were like all over the car. One of them was in the driver's seat. One of them had the bonnet up and the other one was in the boot. I don't know what he was doing. And he actually took out a bottle of Colgate mouthwash.
Did he?
Which was underneath, I don't know, where important stuff goes. That's all he could find. And they were like, what are you going to do? What happened? And I said, it just made a weird noise. Now won't turn on. My husband is on his way. And they were like, well, okay, we don't know what's wrong with it. Nothing obvious. Do you want us to bring you somewhere? And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, you know, the way you just, I was just like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'll sit here. I'll wait for him. He'll be here in a few minutes. Because I just didn't want to be an inconvenience.
Yes.
So I felt a teary waving them off. And I decided I'd just stay put and wait for Jamie because at this point my battery had gone. And I was like, if I go to Kildare Village, like how long of a walk is it? Also, like how am I going to charge my phone? Like I was like, last week on the podcast, I asked for time. And this is how it's been delivered to me. So I climbed up onto the verge on the side of the road onto a hill. And Claire, I sat there from 4 till 6:30 with no phone, didn't know what time it was, didn't know if I'd sent Jamie the right location, just looked at every single car that passed me, hoping that I would see Jamie at some point.
2.5 hours on a grassy verge on the N7.
Yeah. And luckily I had a dry robe in my boot and I just put the hood down over my head.
In case anyone recognizes you. What? No phone. No company. What was the weather like?
It rained.
Oh.
The sun came out. I had to like, oh, it was just like, it was such a low point, but not a low point of my life. But yeah. Also like, you know, when you're like, if I don't laugh, I'll cry. This is not a big problem, Georgie. Put it into perspective. Everything is okay. But you do feel vulnerable, like the speed at which people were passing. And it was like the speed of life actually was being reflected back at me, you know. And I was so thankful to those three guys for stopping because it gave me... I started to think, God, men are great in a crisis when something like this happens. Jamie's on his way to me. These three lads wanted to help. Jamie eventually came. We drove up to Kildare Village just to get off the road. I think Jamie realised how serious it was when he got there. And I was like, what took you so long? But we started ringing around and it was like the universe working then. All these lads that we were ringing, ring this guy, ring Mick. I'm actually in the Isle of Man. Ring blah, 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 ring blah, blah, blah. And just reading out phone numbers to us, whoa, ringing around. Eventually got put through to this guy who was so sound and was like, leave the car there, obviously. Leave your car key there. I'm going to come get it. So I went and I got him a cake and left it on the passenger seat. And off I went home feeling... I did cry when Jamie collected me. Oh, like I felt vulnerable.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, that's next level vulnerability. Like the N7 is chocka with lorries and freight and all sorts. Flying.
And... I sat under a sign for Portlaoise and that's where the wedding I'd been asked the week before was. Like, I was like, Oh God, my life is so different today than it was last week. Like last week, I was like all dolled up and like having the best time. And here I was sitting under a sign for Port Leash in a dry rope with a broken down car and just like reflecting on my life. But it did give me a minute to stop. I was heading to the Dolomites the next day. And when I got to the Dolomites, I kept going with that little, it allowed me to slow down. It was this huge red stop sign. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the Dolomites, I was just like, oh, I'm away from that problem now. You know, I've no option but to just be outside, be in nature. And I went up on Sunday to the top of the mountain by myself. And there is nothing like epic landscape to put your problems in perspective. I was like, I have no problems, you know, looking at the valleys and the forests and the mountains and just feeling grateful for life. But it is funny when you ask for something, especially when you say it out loud, the universe comes knocking, doesn't it?
And as you say, you cannot choose how it shows up. Once you ask for it, you let it go, you surrender.
Mm.
And sadly, you were given time alone, but on a grassy verge, on the side of a main road.
On the, literally on the verge.
a woman on the verge.
But isn't it funny how like, you know what Oprah says when she's like, you get the whisper, you get the whisper, you get the whisper, and then bang.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm sure you were sitting on that grassy verge thinking, did I ignore the whispers?
Did I? Why didn't I just stay home?
Did I ignore the whispers? Did I?
Last week, I was in the kind of weepy stage of my cycle, like towards the end, and I was just feeling like, why is this happening? And, you know, when you're in that stage where you just want to kind of hibernate, and that's why I was so glad I had the dry rope, because I could just put it over me like a tent. Mm. But I'm in the power stage of my cycle now. Like I'm in day three. I'm like, who needs a car? Like I'll just cycle everywhere, you know, I'll just run. Joking. Obviously, I need a car, but that's where I'm at today. And it's funny how a bit of perspective at the top of a mountain can turn your small problems or can turn your big problems into very, very small problems.
So last week, a friend of mine over here called Hannah. Hannah is originally German, and I met Hannah in Inferno Hot Pilates. And Hannah had a baby in the last couple of months, and I hadn't seen Hannah for a long time because I'd left the class and I was doing different training. So it was long overdue that we were reunited, and particularly because she has a new little baby boy called Emmett. I said, why don't I come and meet you before class? I'll come and have a little cuddle with Emmett and then we'll go to class together and be reunited and exercise and stuff. So I did that, and Hannah lives over in Bromley, southeast. I'm southwest in London, in Tooting. So I traversed South London. It took me about an hour, and I got over and we met in like this Turkish cafe in Bromley. And I was a little bit early. Very unlike me. So I had a Turkish coffee, which is delicious.
Rocket I feel.
Recommend. Yeah. And I had some baklata, delicious Turkish delights, treats. So I'm sitting there and Hannah arrives in with Emmett. He just had a feed, so he was absolutely KO'd in his pram. And she was like, every new mom, you know, oh, maybe I'll wake him up. And I was like, oh no, don't wake him up. She was like, oh no, I'll see, like, you know, I want you to see him and meet him. So anyway, she takes him out of his little bag and she picks him up and she was like, would you like a hold, a cuddle? And I said yes. And so for the guts of about 40 minutes, I had a 2-month-old baby cocooned on my chest.
Ugh.
And it was beautiful. Now, you know, to begin with, you're like, oh my God, my left arm's gone dead. Oh my God, is the baby's head hanging over to the right? Is he comfortable? Mm-hmm. You know, so I was feeling his little limbs. I'm like, oh, am I squeezing his foot? Is it his little arm? Is that little, are those fingers okay? And, but when I settled, baby settled, and we were just in union, sitting, chatting for 40 minutes. I'm going to just show you Hannah. Let me just show you, just to illustrate the point. Hannah sent, so she took some pictures of me. Okay. Honestly, we were on our way. Her husband or her partner came and picked up Emmett, and we headed off on the train towards Pilates. And I said to Hannah, are you okay? Like, are you okay? You know, now that we've left him, are you okay? Like, does your body, what's your physiology saying? And she was like, oh, I'm absolutely fine. I'm delighted. And I said, oh, I'm not.
Claire,
I had this imprint on my chest and I, like, it was gone. I was like, God, it's really like, whoa. It was so deep, the feeling, the connection. So anyway, I go about the exercise class, and Friday into Saturday, I was in the BBC with Emma Willis. But this little meeting with me and this baby stuck with me. And so Sunday morning, I was talking to my guru, and I'll talk to him for a couple of minutes on the phone usually. And he's very good at picking up if there's something going on. He was like, you should mantra. You should say do some meditation. And I said, yeah. And he goes, say this mantra. So I sat down to mantra. And I was like, oh God, I'm going to cry. Like, I could feel the release coming up. And I started to cry, like really, really cry. And continued to chant as I was crying. So I was kind of processing as I was going. And I was going through in my mind, I was like, what's causing this? Because I had a busy week, lots of things going on. And a few things could have been the reason for these tears. Mm. And I was running through what it was. And when I hit on the baby, that's when I just like hit me in the ticker. Like, whoa. So I have made a decision to be child free. But what struck me as I meditated on this on Sunday was I've never emotionally made peace.
Yeah.
With the other side of that decision.
Mm.
And I just thought I was going to bring this today because particularly as women, you know, whether it's leaving a marriage, leaving a relationship, leaving a job, leaving a country, you know, whatever it is, you make that decision and you remain resolute in that decision. And you remain resolute for yourself and for everybody else around you. I've made this decision. I'm happy with this decision. You don't give yourself time to acknowledge, absorb the other side of the decision.
Oh.
So the choice you made is X, but don't forget about Y. I'm leaving my marriage. I'm going. But I have to mourn the fact that I'm leaving my marriage. I'm not going to have children. I am happy with that decision. But the fact that I am a woman physiologically means that I was born to be a mother.
Yeah.
I have to mourn the fact I will never be a mother.
Mm, that's so powerful, Claire, because It's so funny. I was talking to my friend Maura last week about trapped energy, and I was talking to Martine Dines about it last night. It just keeps coming up. And I just think it's so powerful that you were able to acknowledge that feeling and let that, those tears out, because that's now gone from your body. But remind me what Niamh Coffey, our physio, said in your meditation class, because she is a physio, about trapped energy, because I think there's lots of soul sisters carrying little niggles and injuries. So give us your two cents on that, would you mind?
Yeah, so when Niamh was with us at our first in-person meditation gathering, Niamh has travelled to India with us and so is connected now to Guruji and speaks to him regularly and does one-to-ones with him. And she said to him, as you said, like as a physio, she was saying, oh, she was experiencing lower back pain. So the things that I know about lower back pain, Louise Hay would say, you're feeling unsupported if you've got lower back pain. And what Guruji would say is it's to do with your base chakra. And your base chakra is not balanced. And so you are, you're feeling insecure. You're feeling disconnected from life. You've got fears and worries that are in your mind and they are manifesting in your body. So what Niamh was able to say was we were working on our base chakra at that time and this was really good for her to help her to get over this particular ailment. If you think about, as you say, aches and pains, skin irritations, stiffness, creaks in the neck, all of these kinds of pain that we experience in the body can often be rooted in trapped energy, trapped emotion, stagnant emotion that hasn't cleared. So if I sometimes will get a creak in my neck or have a very bad shoulder, the likelihood is, say for instance, this motherhood piece, if I hadn't been able to work that out, I would have been, I knew I was carrying something and the baby and the feeling of that baby on my chest kept coming to me, And again, Georgie, a bit like you, being, being up on a grassy verge on the N7, I spoke to my guru on Sunday and I expected him to say, you're all right, you're grand, you're fine, right? Nice to speak to you. Off you go and enjoy your Sunday. And he was like, no, you need to meditate. And when he kind of said it to me, I thought, ooh. So I carved out the time, sat down for 40 minutes on the couch, put a kind of a, I was feeling that vulnerable that I put a scarf over my head and nearly like to cover my whole face and just began to chant. And that's what these mantras do. So they cause a shake. The vibration of the mantra causes a shake in the body and it can identify where these emotions and these toxicity bits are stuck. And so what was happening was this particular mantra was able to identify it really quickly. I could feel, I was like, I'm going to cry. Why am I crying? Is it this? Oh, it's this. If I hadn't carved out that time, I likely would have gone to bed and maybe woken up with sore shoulder, creak in my neck.
Like where would it have manifested in your body?
Yeah.
It's so good. And like, I think as well, like I was chatting to Maura and I was like, you know, we were both saying like Reiki isn't for everyone. Like sometimes you want to get this feeling out, but you don't want to go through a whole, maybe you're not that into Reiki. You know, how can we get it out if we don't want to do that?
Massage, which I suppose is kind of similar to Reiki in the sense that you have to go. But you know, I've been hosting a lot of soul sisters over the last couple of weeks. They've been coming along on either a Tuesday evening or a weekday morning. Meditation is a really good way. And even if it isn't a mantra meditation, if you can carve out just some time, right? Away from the noise and away from the distraction. Take yourself on a walk into nature somewhere. What happens is, as soon as the angels have silence and they have your attention, you'll get a download. But you have to go and you have to leave behind this busy, distraction riddled existence of ours, so that you're go out into nature, take your shoes and socks off, get into the grass, stand or ditch, exactly, relax, let the parasympathetic nervous system kick in, rest and digest. As soon as you come down off what you're up on, that's when your body's aligned, your mind is calm. And little messages, little things, your intuition can speak to you.
It was so powerful because Maura was sending me messages last week and she says she gets really emotional after physio. And that's how we started talking about like the trapped energy and stuff like that. But it's so interesting, isn't it? There's so much coming up for the Soul Sisters this season. Like I got so many messages last week from people feeling very emotional after listening to the podcast. And one beautiful piece of feedback I got was from, well, Geraldine and Catherine and the girls, you know, Geraldine got married, Catherine was her maid of honour, and they sent me gorgeous messages. And everyone who was at the wedding last week after listening to the podcast, just, you know, what I was saying about our friend group and things like that. But Tilo is the groom and he's such a special person. After their wedding, they went to a graveyard. And I suppose it's a tradition for many people to go up with the wedding flowers to the graves. And Catherine had listened to the podcast and told Tilo and Jared to listen. And so when they went to the graveyard, Geraldine stuck the podcast on and they just listened to the little bit about their wedding and the part we were talking about angels. And Tilo wrote into the WhatsApp group, we listened to your podcast in a graveyard full of trees. It actually like took my breath away that he noticed that, you know. Wow. It was so special. And I think, yeah, and do you know what? I think maybe on reflection, that chanting you may have done a couple of weeks ago, unblocking the base chakra for a lot of people is kind of moving a lot of emotions and things in the Soul Sisters. And maybe we're all kind of experiencing this movement of emotions together.
Yes, it's true. Like if you think about it, when women commune, our cycles sync. So it's likely that, as you say, our emotions can sink as well. And our angels. Actually, just talking about trees, I just wanted to read one little message from a soul sister who had also done something similar with angels and trees. Hi, Claire. Your recent Soul Sister podcast with chats on the angels have really touched me deeply and made me feel so close to my dad who recently passed. Based on your advice, I visited the tree across from my home that we look after and left flowers as a present. Literally 2 days later, we received a financial gift that eased many of our worries. Thank you for sharing and spreading the amazing guidance and connections about the angels. Oh. All right, Georgie, we've shared deeply and now it's time to go and shower, because that actually is also a really good way of moving energy. If you go outside and you feel like you have gotten into kind of, I don't know, strange dynamics or you've had a weird day, the best thing you can do is dive into the shower and enjoy a lovely long hot shower with Sanex, of course. Many thanks to Sanex for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Girls, have you heard about the new menopause range? This is so good. There is an incredible shower gel and an incredible antiperspirant, which can protect your skin against tightness and hot flushes. They've been tested on women. They've been tested by women in perimenopause and menopause. And I must say, I've never felt so seen in the beauty industry before. Well done, Sanex.
Isn't that so cool? Just in the supermarket, you look over and there is the menopause range. Like, thank you, Sanex, for seeing women. Mm. And I'm going to share a little kind of perimenopause story myself. I'm 41. I visited my oncologist a couple of years ago and she said, look, you're going to hit everything maybe a little bit earlier because you had chemotherapy and it aged your ovaries. And over the last 4 months, my cycle, which is usually like clockwork, has been all over the place. Now, I've been putting it down to stress, but I think it's maybe time to actually educate myself a little bit more on perimenopause and maybe start acknowledging that this is, in fact, happening to me. And I really have to say, over the last month, have felt different. So I need to go explore that. But I just wanted to share that because I think we can sometimes just brush the symptoms off and not truly acknowledge them, like we've been talking about acknowledging and trapped energy and on all of these things. So I think it is important. So I'm going to kind of open the book a little bit on perimenopause, start looking into it and see where I go from here.
Great thing about it is there are so much out there for you to listen to and to read. And you know what I was just thinking when I was listening to you talk there? If we reframe this, girls, if we say to ourselves, rather than being like, oh no, this is something we have to go through, I think this is a real opportunity. And being in it myself, it's such an opportunity for self-care. It's an opportunity to take really good care of yourself, your bones, your skin, your mind, your body. So I'm here for you, soul sister.
Oh, such good advice. And thank you so much to Sanex for supporting Soul Sisters this season. And make sure when you are in supermarkets and stores nationwide to check out that new range.
Right, let's get into recommends. And I mentioned earlier on in the episode that I've been in the DMs. I've been deep, deep in my DMs with my Soul Sisters. And there are often questions for me about my meditations, both in person and online, and whether or not I'll be doing another retreat in Ireland, because I did one back in Killary in 2024 with my mate David, but we haven't done one since. So, good news. I have booked the 13th of September. You know what that is? It's the day before Oprah Day. So, Sunday the 13th of September, Annam Cara down in Glendalough. It is such a beautiful spot. Sophie Anderton owns it with her husband. It's Glendalough House. It's on acres and acres of lush green land. And there is a beautiful house and equally beautiful nature opportunity down there. So when I had a look at it, I thought, this is ideal. This is ideal for a little Claire Solon one day retreat. So that's the tease, my girls. 26 places. Next week, next Tuesday, I will be opening the doors. If you're interested, please do let me know. Send me a little DM. And if you would love to come along, I'd love to hear from you. I'm very excited at what we might get up to down in Annam Cara.
It's such a good time of year as well. It's just kind of when you just want to reset. That's savage, Claire. Congratulations. I'm loving all these steps that you're taking to make your life warmer, you know?
Thank you. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And I want to, you know, I want to just say to all the Soul Sisters again who've been in touch with me saying the same thing, like loving what you're doing. Please, can I come along? Yes, girls, keep the DMs coming. Keep asking and I will keep the events coming.
Amazing. So
thank you for your support.
Well done. Okay, so I have two little events to recommend. The first, so I went to the Charlotte Tilbury counter in Dundrum and they actually told me that they have this gorgeous event on in the Brown Thomas Cafe in Dundrum on Thursday, June 18th from 6:30 to 8. They have this major senior lead artist coming in to show people how to do their makeup for the summer. The tickets are €75, but they're fully redeemable. So if you need a foundation and a mascara, you might as well go to this masterclass, learn how to do your makeup. And I think sometimes we feel like only makeup artists go to these events, but they're for the general public. So that's on in Dundrum on June 18th, and you can get the tickets on Eventbrite. And then the other event I wanted to just give a quick mention is our run in the Swiss Alps is back next January. And the exciting thing is there's a half marathon distance, an 11 kilometer distance and a 6 kilometer distance. So if you always thought that half marathons are just not for you, but you want to come on a Good Glow trip, get involved, go out, do a hike in the snow, a 6K, get involved with our team. It's a great weekend. Full of just epic people in a beautiful spa hotel in the Alps. I'll leave a link in the show notes and I'll also link your Instagram page there, Claire, if people want to get involved. Finally, I've been getting loads of messages about the music that I've been putting at the end of the episodes. Now, that is specific meditation music that I have bought online to use in broadcasting. But maybe this week, Claire, you could send me a couple of tracks and I'll put one or two in that people can click on that is similar to the music we put at the end of the episodes if people want to just kind of take a couple of minutes to themselves. I'm sure you've got some gorgeous tracks you could share with us.
Definitely. And this might be a good opportunity to mention June is journaling month.
Yeah.
So what is the prompt this week?
It has to be something to do with what we're not acknowledging, right?
Yes, exactly. What is it? What decisions have I made in my life that I've never seen in full color? So when you say yes to something, have you ever acknowledged the no?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. So I'll put the music at the end here and maybe people can grab a pen and paper and just think about that one. Hope there's not too many tears this week. If you need to go to a happy place, just think of me at the side of the N7 questioning.
I must say, please tell me, like, did Jamie not take a picture of you or anything? Like, this is content gold.
He did not take a picture of me. He actually came up and just, like, hugged me.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell took you so long?
Just kidding.
My knight in shining armor. Where the hell have you been?
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what? A final word on that. I think if it was me, I would have stayed in the car, which I now realise is probably quite dangerous. Is that why you get out of the car?
No, you can't do that.
Okay, right. Good to know.
The three wise men said, don't sit in this car. But thank you to all the lovely men. I tell you what, a broken down car, men just thrive, don't they?
Listen. And I try and remind myself of this. I am in the market for a man, as many of us single soul sisters are. Damsel in distress works every time. And guess what? The beauty of being the damsel in distress is you don't have to fix the problem for yourself. You know, you just have to be open about it and be like, help, I need help. Boom,
and be careful, you know, what you ask the universe for, because it's going to give it to you in exactly the way you need.
We'll see you next week, gals. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep the DMs coming. And thank you so much to Sanex Skin Therapy for supporting Soul Sisters this season. We hope you enjoy this music and we'll see you for the bonus on Friday.